Roy and Loren.
Hey, Nicole, do a four shot of our brackets, you know, and then put it on Insta so that everybody can see and let them have a look. Because today the tournament kicks off. And I guess you can actually go online to kiss951.com and vote on our March Madness is open.
Yes, it truly is. And we've got a really cool prize over there, too. So.
You and Nicole worked on that weeks ago. Do you remember any of the men that are in?
Yeah,
Chris Hemsworth,
Ryan Gosling, Keekly.
Cam's in there.
Yeah.
It was really weird for me to pick out, like,
guys.
Like 32, like, attractive men.
Yeah, you are picky. You want Biebs. Did she pull for Biebs the whole time?
No, actually.
Did I not?
I don't think so. I don't even think Biebs came up when we were
pulling
guys.
Oh, my God, I'm so disappointed.
You
know why you like
you.
Biebs. I told Amanda the other night.
Why?
He looks like a lesbian woman.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does, with his haircut.
Not anymore. Now he looks like Owen Wilson with the shaggy hair.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson is not somebody I would say was hot.
Look.
Hey, don't debate Nicole over what guys are hot. Right. She has like two
that
she thinks.
I'm the worst gay guy because I think Justin Bieber looks dirty half the time.
I know.
I don't know what's attractive. Yeah. I know she's about to kill me. Producer Nicole is about to kill me.
She just
shot you in the eyes.
It's
not even six. I know. Well, that's the other thing, too, is Roy is a gay man. It looks over at Loren.
What's your name? I've only worked with you for 3 years.
Loren's over there going, ooh, look at this. And I'm you know, half paying attention because I do my own thing on this side. And Roy goes, eh. And that happens all the time in here.
Not my type.
And I'm picky.
I know. Nobody has the same type in this room. Uh-uh. It's unbelievable.
That's good. Nobody will steal anybody's boo.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. We need to let you know about the big green thing that is still on. If you want bring a big green thing up here to get free beer for a year thanks to Corona Light, you're now on the clock. You have till 10 a.m. this morning to bring it. Shout out to Mike who brought a garbage can yesterday, but we weren't here. So you have to come between 6 and 10. Okay? Got to do that. So the garbage can is not officially in.
Yeah, it's only during our morning show.
He texted us and said he'd be here before 10, but he wasn't. He didn't get here until 11:30, Cameron told me.
Oh, we were gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were out. So your big green thing, if you want free beer for a year, bring anything that's big and green. You have till tomorrow at 9 a.m., today till 10 a.m. So think about that. Of course, we're going to be out in Pineville at our... A big college tournament party today.
Yeah, shoot off.
Yeah, so let's do that. Let's take a quick break, and then let's go through and see who everybody picked in their final four. Roy, Loren, producer Nicole,
win.
And myself. You might, because you don't know much about the game, and that's usually who wins, people that just pick teams. Yeah, I've been to California before. I'm going to pick them.
Yeah, that's cool state.
I like their mascot.
Yeah.
Pretty.
UNC Greensboro going to the final four. That makes sense.
It does. They're from North Carolina. I hear North Carolina's good.
All right. We're going to do our final fours coming up here in just a minute. We know you all have your brackets going, and today is like the least productive work day of the year. So we'll get into that coming up in less than 10 minutes. Plus, $500 is on the line in our Wake Up and Win contest. The Manny Roy.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
If you missed it, yesterday we announced, LeRoy, before you get into your bracket there. I just wanted to tell everyone because they might have missed the announcement that we made at 7 a.m. yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Our show got renewed. Yeah, the bosses like us. So... we've signed a long-term contract. We're going to be here for many, many years.
Sorry about that.
That's what I said. I was like, you know, you're not getting rid of us anytime soon.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for helping us get through this and making us the most listened to morning show here in Charlotte. We appreciate it. And because of that, you now have to listen to our final fours.
Yep.
To continue the great radio that we give you.
Just think. Just the other day, we could have been gone forever, and now we're here.
Giving you our final four picks.
You're welcome.
Okay, so producer Nicole, why don't we just go around the room? You go first. Who do you have in your final four in your brackets as the NCAA tournament starts today? You can come to Pineville's Dave & Buster's to watch the kickoff with us at noon.
I'm going to take notes after Nicole does hers and maybe change some things.
Okay, so my final four, I got Virginia and Xavier. and Purdue and Kansas.
It's not bad. And then who do you have winning?
Virginia.
Ooh. Winning it all.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going with Virginia.
Loren?
My final four was Virginia and North Carolina, and then Villanova and Duke. Virginia and Duke being the final two, and Virginia.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys picked almost the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Roy, the final four is the last four teams in the middle there.
And it's up and down. It's not across.
So my thing here says the first four. No. Dayton.
Nope. No.
Okay.
Show him what we mean.
Okay. Okay, so I got Kentucky playing UNC Greensboro.
Final four?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I'll tell you what, if Greensboro wins, you'll be the only one in America that has it.
That's true. Yeah.
And then I got Virginia Tech playing Duke.
Okay. You realize you're about to break your bracket, like, today.
Well, listen, I like Virginia Tech because I'm from Virginia. Mm-hmm. UNC Greensboro is great because it's in North Carolina.
And Duke, that's where Whitney's from.
Right? Mm-hmm. Duke is great because I hear great things about them. They're here in North Carolina. And there's just something about Kentucky.
Okay, so who do you have as your winner?
I did Duke.
Who are they playing?
Kentucky.
Duke and Kentucky with Duke as the winner.
Yep.
Makes sense. Okay, good. With the exception of UNC Greensboro, it's not a bad bracket,
it's
Roy.
It's not, yeah.
Okay, so I have Arizona upsetting Virginia and going to the Final Four against UNC.
Really?
Yep. Put North Carolina in there. And then I also have Purdue playing Kansas and then Kansas playing UNC with KU as the winner of the championship bracket. But I always pick Kansas. That's
nobody likes
team
Virginia Tech?
So I'm a realist.
Yeah.
And although I'm a Virginia Tech fan, I think they'll get through tonight, but I don't think they're going to get through Villanova.
It's like, I'm decked out in NC State stuff, but they're not in my Final Four.
I have a Virginia Tech sweatshirt in my bag.
I didn't like Villanova because it sounded like villain,
oh,
and I didn't want them to continue.
I see what you're saying. Hi, the MRL Show. Did you want to comment on our brackets?
No, I just have another question.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We can do that.
I'm bringing a green object today. Where do I go?
Oh,
that's a good question.
I'm
going
to put you back on hold, and producer Nicole will talk to you. We have someone that's bringing a green object.
Okay. They want to know where.
What are you bringing?
It's going to be big. I can't tell you.
Oh, I love secrecy.
1520 South Boulevard, but just like, stay on the phone.
In the front or the back of the building?
But come to the back because the front is South Boulevard. It's kind of a pain to park there and stuff. Yeah, so come around the back.
Are you here already?
No. Probably within the next like 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, man, I can't wait. What do you bring? I hope it's a tank.
I want it to not even fit in the alley.
Yeah.
Okay, will someone be outside?
Send somebody out, but hang on the phone with us.
Don't we have a sign we can put up? Or
it's up.
Oh, it's up?
Yeah.
You know how to remove that when I was leaving yesterday? There were some comments.
About?
The sign.
Oh. Who made comments?
Engineers. Oh. The Brad.
Yeah, but Brad comments on everything.
Yeah.
Just tell him I did.
Yeah. Tell him to fix things around here. Never mind commenting on things. All right. What's your name?
My name's Maggie.
Maggie. Hold on, Maggie, because I know there's other people coming down today, too. All right. There's Maggie. She is excited to bring a big green thing to score a free beer for a year.
But back to brackets.
Oh, right. no.
Music.
Here's the thing, though. Honestly, this is a good transition. Today, you need to come out to Dave & Buster's in Pineville. We'll also be at the Dave & Buster's in Concord tomorrow. Today, we're the one in Pineville. They have tons of TVs, so you could watch UNC Greensboro kicks off at 1:30, so we'll be there for that.
Right.
Okay, we're there from noon to 2, and you can play basketball, and the highest score between the two stores gets a free party. For 9 friends for the finals.
Do I really have to shoot basketballs?
Yeah.
If someone chooses you.
Don't choose me.
I want to cheer you on.
Yeah, with peace and love. Don't choose me. I just want to hang out. And we could look at my bracket, and I'll look at your bracket. We can compare brackets.
You want to do lunch? We'll do lunch.
We'll do lunch, you know. But don't pick me.
I'll do it under protest.
Seriously, though. I'm not athletic.
Are we playing on the big thing, or are we playing on the normal one?
It's the arcade one.
It's the arcade one, but Concord does have
that really, really big
really
one.
The really big one to where it's like you're shooting 3-pointers.
Yeah, no, I don't want to play on that one.
I want to see Roy do it.
I have a bad back, and sometimes whenever I move my arm a certain way, it pops back there. You don't want this.
Roy's going to get hurt. We'll have to
take him off.
Take him out on the stretcher.
Yeah, you don't want it.
Oh, my God. He got hurt in a shooting game in arcade.
But now I'm worried because
he got a sports injury on an arcade shooting game.
And it may be a tactic for people to pick the weak link. You know
but
what
it's
I mean?
Not, it doesn't matter who you're going against because your score is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, right.
The contestant isn't playing against us. We're just shooting with you.
Okay.
Your score, whoever gets the highest score gets a party for you and nine friends in front of the big screen TV at Dave and Buster's for the finals game, okay?
Good, okay.
All right, we'll see you out there at noon today. Up next, this is really, really awesome. I had no idea about this. These are five hacks that every charlatan has to know. I almost said charlatan. Charlatan has to know. Awesome hacks.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome things that I had no idea, all right? We'll get to it coming up in less than 10 minutes.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. KISS 95.1.
$500 could be yours in our Wake Up and Win contest if you signed up for the 7 o'clock hour. I think I would be listening today if I were you. Roy, do the people from the Charlotte 5 like us? Didn't we meet them at Top Golf? Is that Charlotte 5 or is that Charlotte Agenda? I always get confused.
I don't know.
Let's just say it's Charlotte 5.
Okay. Yeah, it could.
So I feel like that's a question I should have asked you off the air.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, Charlotte 5, I think we have a mutual respect for each other. I think they're fans of the MRL show.
Oh, I think we love them both. So it
Yeah. I think I'm a member of both organizations, to be honest.
Yes. Secret meetings?
No. Like, there's memberships.
Okay.
Yeah.
Subscription.
Yeah.
Well, we found this online. This is what you need to know if you live in Charlotte. This is from the Charlotte Five and the great writer Katie Tausant. Good for you, Katie, for putting this together. Mm-hmm. Katie says these are 8 life hacks every charlatan needs to know. Now, here's the thing. We don't need to do all 8. I'm going to give you like the 5 best ones on here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What to order on a secret sandwich menu?
A secret sandwich menu.
That's
where?
Right. I'll tell you. Potbelly Sandwich Shop on South Tryon Street. You guys have ever been there?
Yeah, it's in uptown.
I have not.
Okay.
It's uptown.
You can expect 10 sandwiches and 3 desserts on their underground menu at the Potbelly Sandwich Shop. To get warmed up, they have a cheeseburger sub that involves meatballs, cheddar, mayo, mustard, lettuce, tomato, and pickles. Yeah.
Okay. That all sounds fantastic without the mayo. I'm just not a fan.
They have a link as well on the Charlotte 5 thing here where you can click and see the secret menu.
So I wonder if that's like just like a build your own, you know?
Maybe, but there, I guess you have to ask for the secret menu.
Okay.
All right. How to escape rush hour. Everyone knows driving down Park, if you live in South Charlotte and you're coming back from uptown, it stinks. Providence Road's not much better. They say you're lucky your bed is Randolph Road.
Oh, really? See, mm-hmm. I do Old Providence. That's my go-to.
Okay. How to glimpse the best view of the city from Ballantyne.
Ballantyne?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They say the next time you catch a movie in an adult beverage at the Regal Ballantyne Village, you can wander over to the little lobby balcony, open the door, and step outside. They say it's allowed. Doesn't look like it's allowed, but you are allowed to do that. Look forward and a bit to the left, and you'll see a beautiful view of the skyline.
Really?
But it's so tiny that it fits in your hand.
Yeah, I was about to
but
say.
It's a beautiful view of the skyline.
Yeah, I'm blind. I wouldn't be able to see it.
You know where Regal Ballantyne Village is? Mm-mm. It's not Stonecrest. It's the other one. It's off of Johnston Road. Over by the hotel over there, by Blackfin.
Yeah.
That's where they're talking about. There's a balcony up there that you can look right by 485.
Okay.
How to get some alone time at Whole Foods over there.
Oh, this is my favorite.
On Fairview.
I think I already know
what do you
this.
Mean
in
alone
South
time?
Park.
Oh, like what time to shop maybe?
There's no better place to tap into Wi-Fi and get some work done at your lunchtime than at Whole Foods. But sometimes the first floor cafe is overwhelmed by lunch dates and the second floor is overrun by kids. So go up to the third level where the Salud Cooking School is.
There's a third level to Whole Foods?
Yep.
The one in South Park?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You'll find a little community table and a little nook by the window with 2 armchairs. So cozy on up, she says.
Is there an elevator or do I got to walk up that?
There might be a food elevator that you can use.
Okay.
Did you know that, Lorraine, that there's a third level?
I did.
Have you ever been?
Yep.
Y'all.
So the jig is up on, we just gave your
Yeah, my hiding spot away.
I knew there was a second. I did not know there was a third.
Yeah. Hmm.
Now.
I love those.
The last one, which I thought was interesting, was the White Water Center. They have that River Jam concert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole weekend and it's crazy, right? So you're going to get stuck in epic long bar lines to get a beer.
Yeah, I've been through that.
So they say, instead of going to the market bar or the pump house beer garden, head back upstairs through the main entrance and go into the outfitter store. They have beers and cider on tap inside.
Wow, that is a great hack.
Right?
I'm
using that. You would
think
that's just where you go get your outfits.
I'm using that. And if there's a line now, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah. I think I just ruined it for everyone.
I know. Because what's it? Charlotte Agenda just – oh, my gosh. Can I talk? Charlotte Agenda just did an article on like how Harris Teeter has this menu that not many people know. Well, now I'm upset because now everybody knows. And I went to go get that meal yesterday and it was sold out before 45.
You're going
to
start him on a whole thing.
I was so upset. People were in line buying six lobsters at a time. I'm like, it should be a one per person deal.
They really should have a per person, like two per person.
I was like, max. I love you, Charlotte Agenda, but gosh, you're powerful.
Still to come.
So if you've got tickets to Justin Timberlake's concert when he comes to Charlotte, you're going to be really excited to hear this. Apparently going to his concert is like a huge party. I'll tell you what he did at his kickoff show coming up in the Dirty in 3 minutes.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So if you've got tickets to the Justin Timberlake concert next year, I know we've got to wait a while before it comes here, but it is apparently going to be quite some party. Now, he kicked off the tour yesterday in Toronto, and not only was the music fantastic, but the band and Justin decided they were going to do a shot on stage and started passing out shots to the audience,
hey,
too.
Word?
Yeah. So if you were sitting in those like first few seats, you got to do a shot with Justin Timberlake. Who can say that?
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
And tickets are so expensive, by the way. I bought two tickets. You don't even want to know. It's not as bad as the Cardi B one, though, where I spent $100 per ticket to watch her not sing.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of tickets.
I got to get tickets for Amanda, by the way.
For Justin?
Yes. But I won't spend a dime like Roy.
Well, I'm donating mine to a charity.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will Amanda want to go to the Beyonce Jay-Z tour?
Yes.
Sterling wants that bad.
Okay, so we don't have a date for Charlotte, but I think you got to go to like LA or DC. I know DC for sure.
Atlanta.
I think Chicago has one.
Yeah. But so here's the thing. Fans are not happy. When the tickets went on sale, not only were they uber expensive, but the site kept crashing. And Roy, I know you've had this problem getting
Billy Joel tickets. Same thing.
And people were tweeting and saying, hey, I just had front row seats to Beyonce and Jay-Z in my cart. I filled out the information. I was overjoyed. I beat the clock, clicked complete, and then it said error message.
Oh, no.
So, and then there were people reposting. You know how you can repost and resell your tickets once you bought them?
Yeah.
There were already resale tickets like minutes after the tickets went on sale.
Yeah. I'm looking at some tweets that people posted. Like, I just had front row tickets in my shopping cart. Now the site's crashed. Not cool.
Yeah.
I just want these Beyonce tickets and Ticketmaster is playing with me.
Like dangling the carrot in front of you. Yeah, that's super annoying. And fans were not happy about it whatsoever. So, Tyra Banks, supermodel. She's got a 2-year-old son, York. He's an overachiever, speaks 3 languages, but she says she does not want him to be a male model. She said the industry is just a little too harsh. She said, if he wants to do it, I'll teach him to smize, but she does not want him to follow in her professional footsteps.
Okay.
And that makes me wonder, like, what other professions you would have that you wouldn't want your kids to do. Like, radio, probably don't want Cash to do that just because I want him to have a better career than, like, more money. You know what I mean? Not a better career. I love you guys. But I want him to, like, you know, spread your wings, fly.
The thing about radio is you can make a decent wage. It's just it takes you forever even to get there. You work minimum wage forever.
You'll probably run yourself so far into debt trying to get there that it'll work itself out.
Yeah.
Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I told you that Zayn and Gigi Hadid had broken up. Well, Mama posted a cryptic message, and I'll tell you about that coming up in the 7:30 Dirty.
Cool. And in just like 3 minutes, we're going to tell you this is the time when couples have their first fight. So when most couples have their first fight comes within the first 5 dates, they say.
Really?
Yeah. We'll discuss what they're arguing over coming up in just about 3 minutes.
Hey, Roy and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
So there's a therapist, Loren, who says it's less about time that you need to argue about, that you need to worry about arguing when you meet someone. It's like, oh my God, we had our first argument in the first 3 dates. That's terrible. He says it's more about when you feel comfortable enough to disagree openly with each other.
Oh. So if you disagree early, maybe that is a good thing. You're comfortable.
Exactly. He says you should be feeling secure that you two are comfortable enough to share your disagreements. And especially if the if your other partner, let's say 3 or 4 or 5 dates, disagrees with you. That's awesome. It's very healthy for the relationship. A lot of times he goes on to explain that you hide your true feelings and then they only pop up months later when you guys have been together a lot longer.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys make the joke all the time. You don't meet somebody for the first time. You meet the representative. Yep. Like, people are on their best behavior. And sometimes people date for 6 months and think they know a person so well. And then you snap your fingers and they're a completely different person. You're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah. Right. Yep. So he goes on to say, this is from the Elite Daily, by the way. He goes on to say that just keep in mind that when the first fight actually happens and you can make it through that, if it's early enough in your relationship, then your relationship will be, you'll be able to survive because you'll both know each other.
But what are you fighting about after 5 dates?
I was trying to think that too.
Like social issues, like what, you know, what's going on in the world?
And I'm not so sure, like let's call a fight more an argument.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like maybe
disagreement.
Difference
of opinions.
See, I want to see how you handle the fight. Like, I don't even it doesn't matter to me what we are fighting over, but if you storm off, that's going to tell me a lot.
Oh, yeah. If you don't handle it well. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. We don't have a lot of time to get into it now, but maybe later on in the show, we need to ask, like, what did anybody argue on, like, their first 3 dates with someone? And did you stay together? Like, what are you going to argue over in the first 3 dates?
You know what Sterling just told me recently? Him and I had an awful date, and I never knew.
We're not surprised, Roy.
I never knew
is something that you say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew. We went to this seafood place, which I'm not into seafood, and I guess because I'm not into seafood place, I wasn't very happy, and I wasn't my normal self. Mm. And he told me, like, at the end of the date, he was like, I didn't know, like, how it was going to...
If you guys were going to survive.
Yeah.
How many dates in do you think you guys were? Were you, like, dating?
Yeah, we made three, four dates in.
Ah.
Yeah, it was very early, and he didn't know at the time I didn't like seafood.
So
he just thought you were being, like...
Like, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, meanwhile, I actually enjoyed the restaurant. I had chicken. I thought it was great. So I guess he caught me on an off day.
It's like going to, like, a Japanese restaurant and, ordering a hamburger. Or something.
Yeah, I mean, like something like a hot dog. And I get my chicken.
Yeah, exactly. You go to a hot dog place and you get chicken. I know.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
You know what? If we could continue to put you on the pedestal this morning, I would love to do that. This is producer Nicole's child. She thought this was going to be a really good idea. Today is absolutely incredible kid day.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
And it's a day where you should celebrate your child, right? So she said, ask Dean questions and then we'll ask Roy the same questions and see who gets more right. Roy or Dean?
This isn't fair. Dean goes to school. I don't.
And not only that, I asked him questions that I knew he knew the answers to.
Oh, well.
Well, okay.
All right. So you want to do a little quiz against a soon-to-be five-year-old Dean?
Yeah, but I'm competitive. And when I say I want to take your son down, I don't mean that in a mean way.
I know. It's okay. But, all right. You guys stand by. It's coming up. Roy versus five-year-old Dean in 8 minutes.
You got to get it.
Very near Hovis. Traffic brought to you by Charlotte Ballet's The Most Incredible Thing. Charlotte Ballet's fairy tale pop blockbuster The Most Incredible Thing is a mesmerizing display of talent and creativity featuring music by Pet Shop Boys. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
Make sure you join me, Roy, from the MRL Morning Show this Saturday, AT&T in Gastonia from 11 to 1, and check out the all-new Samsung Galaxy S9.
Shisa konnichiwa.
There it is.
Hey, join Kiss 95.1 and Carowinds. They're looking for the ultimate Peanuts fan to win a family four-pack of 2018 gold passes. That is the dopest VIP pass you can get. It's for the opening of Camp Snoopy. I know my son Dean would love that. You can enter now to win these four-pack of gold passes at Kiss95.1.com. Speaking of my son Dean, Roy, are you ready to go up against Dean in a quiz?
Yes.
It is International Kids Are Awesome Day. Producer Nicole reminded me yesterday to get a questions for Dean, and then we'll see if you can answer them as well. You want to hear one of them just to give you an idea?
Sure.
What we're up against? Okay, ready for this?
What is the tow truck friend of Lightning McQueen? What's his name?
Got it.
Okay. All right, good.
Note.
All right. Well, there's a bunch more. We'll get into it coming up in less than 3 minutes.
So coming up here in about 5 minutes, I'll tell you how you can get free beer for a year. We'll show us your big green thang, thanks to Corona Light and Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, hey, we'll have donuts out there for you. The new St. Patty's Day donuts. Roy had the Thin Mint donut, and he was in here praising it.
That's fantastic.
So it is, today is International Kids Are Awesome Day.
And they are.
They really are. Baby Cash, little Dean, who's going to be 5, which I can't believe. Producer Nicole said, ask Dean questions that he knows the answers to, so we can praise him, and then see if Roy knows the answers. So are you ready, Roy?
Yeah, man.
Are these questions that we all should know, or are these, like, age-appropriate questions?
There's, like, one or two that he learned in school that, like, I was like, great, I'm glad you know that. Okay? All right, here we go. Here's question number one, Roy. You answer first, and we'll see if Dean gets it right.
Yep.
What is the tow truck friend of Lightning McQueen? What's his name?
Mater.
Mater. Final answer? That's what you're going to go with?
Yes.
It is correct.
Mater.
So it's 1-1 right now.
But he said it way cuter.
Yeah, I know. And this is, see, this is the thing. I don't want to beat your son.
Well, you just said Mater. You were real competitive.
I know.
All right. Let's see. Let's see how you, now I'm going to tell you right now, in one of these questions I ask him, he doesn't know the answer to it. So he doesn't get them all right.
Okay.
Finish this sentence. Are you ready? Hi-ho, the Dario, the farmer, and the...
the farmer and
come
the,
on, dude.
Hi ho the I don't know. I never sung this song.
You did weddings.
The farm. This is a wedding song,
isn't it?
This is not a wedding song.
I'm thinking of when the bride cuts the cake.
The farmer and the pig.
The bride cuts the cake. The bride cuts the cake.
Yeah.
Hi ho the Dario. The bride cuts the cake.
Yeah.
All right. So. I must say a pig.
No, that's incorrect.
Finish this sentence. Are you ready? Hi ho the Dario, the farmer and the.
Here's the answer, Roy.
Dell.
The farmer and the Dell.
What's that?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is either because we used to say Dale.
Adele?
Farmer and the Dell.
I didn't know he likes the singer Adele.
Wow, 2-1.
Wait. Oh yeah.
He got that right. Okay. Here we go. You ready? Next question.
All right.
What's the name of the guy whose nose grows when he tells a lie?
Oh, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
There we go. He's still in the lead. 3-2.
3-2.
Pinocchio.
He's so proud.
He is proud.
All right. Here we go. Next question.
How long does it take Earth to travel around the sun?
365 and a half days. 365, though.
Okay. That's your final answer?
The Earth to travel the sun, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 365.
365 days.
Yes. That's awesome.
So cute.
Yes.
4-3.
He's still in the lead, though.
And what temperature does it have to be for the rain to turn to snow?
Ooh, this is complicated because it doesn't have to be 32, technically. 32 is just in the event that it freezes.
That's the question we're looking for. What is the temperature?
It's 32. I think you're looking for 32, but it can actually snow above 32.
Well, that's because it's got to be 32 somewhere for it to become snow.
Right.
Doesn't if it's 60 out, it's not going to snow.
Sure.
Okay. So 32?
Let's go with 32.
I don't know.
Did not know the answer to that
one. Okay. So we're what, four to four. We're tied.
All right, here we go.
If someone says to you that they're feeling mensa, what does that mean?
What? What? Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
I haven't either, but I fit. Well, yeah, I kind of have.
I'm feeling mensa.
If someone says to you that they're feeling mensa, what does that mean?
I'm just iffy. I'm mensa.
So-so?
So-so.
That is correct. So-so.
Oh, wow. I guessed that one.
All right.
Final question?
I think there's one more.
Okay.
Like, maybe not so good.
Oh, no, that was the last question.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who says that to him, by the way? Do you say that to him?
My dad, grandpa, Pop says that because, you know, he hangs out with the Italian guys. That's an Italian word. You know.
I'm mensa.
Yeah, mensa. Like, he'll go, hey, Pop, how are you? And Pop will go, mensa.
I've my family used to say it way back in the day, but I've never personally used that phrase.
Hey, Roy, congratulations. You're as smart as a five-year-old.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, when we come back, we got someone outside with a big green thing looking for free beer for a year.
Hey!
Today is I'm so sorry, though. Yeah, I'm sorry that I let you.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So, show us your big green thing.
We have somebody in the parking lot. Producer Nicole's down there with them. We'll check in with her here in a second.
But we want to talk about how you can win $500. It's very simple. Just go to kiss951.com. This is, by the way, we're doing this. Today's Thursday, right? So we're doing this today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you got 2 days left. Go to kiss951.com. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show with Wake Up and Win. If we call your name, call us back within 15 minutes and you get $500.
It's that easy. Wake up and win. So many people have won $500. And if you gave your name in the 7 o'clock hour, I would listen today. Oh, producer Nicole?
Yes.
How are you?
There's a helicopter going above us right now.
And of course there is. Perfect timing. Because,
you know, is somebody bringing a big green helicopter? That would be awesome.
That would be cool. It's very simple. If you got something big, you got something green, bring it to the radio station, 1520 South Boulevard in Charlotte, across the street from CVS.
All right. Who's with you right now, Nicole?
So I'm with Tyler right now.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, Tyler. Tyler, what did you bring us today?
Big green tractor.
Oh, big green tractor.
Like a green John Deere green?
Correct.
Nice.
How big would you say the tractor is?
So I just, it's about 26 to 30 feet.
26 to 30 feet. Okay.
Is it on a trailer or did he drive the tractor here himself?
He did not. It's from Greenville. He came all the way from Greenville and the tractor is on a really big trailer. Like, this is like a farming tractor.
Okay. Now, here's a good question. Is the trailer also green? Do we count the trailer with the tractor?
The trailer is not green.
Okay. So it's just the tractor.
Is he wearing green underwear, green socks? Is there anything else we can add?
No, it doesn't work.
that doesn't work.
Nothing, unfortunately.
Okay.
All right. So you got a big green John Deere tractor. For those of us that are tractor savvy, what model number is that tractor?
Oh, gosh.
5045E.
5045E. This way people can go look it up.
He's typing it on Google, I bet.
They know exactly what I'm doing. Here's the thing. And now I'm going to have to watch tractor videos for the rest of the day in the studio, so thank you.
Yeah, is it a closed cab or an open cab?
Open cab.
Okay. That is awesome. Oh, Roy. Oh, he's got to let you drive that.
No, I'm good.
Roy's got not like tractors.
Yeah, I'm good, brother.
Are there any... So I guess that push thing is already on there, right?
Is there a loader on the front or no?
Yeah, and a backhoe on the back.
Oh, loader and a backhoe. Ooh.
That's the big
one. So if he stretches it out...
Ooh, I should drive that over to the construction site over there and tell them I'm here for my first day. Wouldn't that be fun?
What do you want me, fellas?
Hey, Mac. Yeah. All generic. Hey, Mac.
John told me to come by. Where do you want me set up, Bo?
Tyler, looking for free beer for a year thanks to our friends from Corona Light. You are in the running now on our big green thing, our first green thing, you guys.
Also, if you want some Dunkin' Donuts and some Dunkin' Donuts coffee, we'll send some down to you.
Yeah, they're up here. We forgot to bring them down to you.
All right.
Good times.
Good times. Okay.
Hello, so, Tyler. Are you there?
I am.
All right, buddy. All right, good. Congratulations. And we'll put your tractor in the running from Greenville. There he is, Tyler. And we said if you want a donut, feel free to come up and grab one, okay?
Perfect. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. There's Tyler. At least that's the least we could do for his ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suggesting me to drive the tractor.
I'm sorry, I forgot that there was a tractor accident.
I was involved with a tractor that looks just like that.
Really? That's what it looked like? You're going to give him
my tractor accident looked just like that. For those who are new to the show, a few years ago there was an incident.
Not here
in Virginia on a hay farm in a cornfield involving a John Deere tractor going off a ravine, and I was injured. And so now I'm afraid of John Deere tractors.
Now, you weren't driving.
That's why we didn't send Roy down.
No,
Roy wasn't driving, and there were other people.
We were on a hayride in the cornfield.
A haunted hayride.
At night.
At nighttime, and the tractor took off.
And who was driving?
It was a ghost.
No one was driving.
No one was driving.
It skipped gear.
Yeah, and it flew off into a ravine.
Now, when we did something called the MRL Show Does Your Job, you showed up to a farm.
I did, and I actually got on a tractor. Do you know how many months of therapy I had to go through to correct that? It was like 6 months of therapy.
Nobody made you get on. I don't want you to do stuff that would send you back into post-traumatic shock.
But, you know, we just got the show together, and the concept of the bit was good, and I wanted to. I thought maybe I could do it. I couldn't do it. I was so scared of the tractor. But luckily, there was no ravines. It was a flat.
It was flat.
Yeah. You just hear a tractor fire up and you...
A little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of the... And also smelling the gas freaks me out.
I love the smell of gas.
Yeah.
Hey, Loren, we have a couple... sorry, Roy, bless you. I didn't mean to bring up the tractor.
Yeah.
But I do know Loren has something that she wants to talk about here.
Yeah. I have a girlfriend who just got engaged and I was really excited for her. But when I reached out to say congratulations, I found out something that I'm kind of disturbed and grossed out about.
Okay. We have a couple minutes here. We can get into it.
Okay. So my girlfriend met her boyfriend at a festival.
Cool.
And they've been dating for a year. And at the festival where they met in the line for the porta potties.
Nice.
And, you know, a festival is just in like a big field. But when I reached out to say congratulations to her and I was talking to another friend, the other friend told me that where she got engaged, her fiance took her back to the field and proposed to her where, like, the porta potties were before, because that's where they had met.
So he got on one knee near the porta johns.
Well, the porta johns weren't there anymore,
but
that's
okay.
Where they were the first time around.
Oh, that's romantic.
In the middle of a field?
I don't know. Like, I don't want Port-a-John associated with my engagement at all.
That's kind of romantic. I mean,
there's nothing there now.
You remember where I proposed to Amanda?
Yeah, that was cute.
I proposed to Amanda at her dad's grave.
Yeah, that was sweet, though.
Some people don't think so.
When you just say it like that, it sounds weird.
Yeah, unless you say the backstory with it.
Mm-hmm.
I proposed at a graveyard. Yeah, that sounds strange.
Yeah, but if you say, hey, you know, her dad passed away and I never met the guy. And
yeah.
I wanted to tie him into the proposal. That sounds cute.
Okay.
But you don't think that that's weird at all?
I thought you were going to say that he made her go into the porta potty with him, which would have been even weirder.
Ew.
Ew, you can't kneel down in there.
I don't know that I would have gone to the porta john the first time around.
But she seems happy in her pictures?
Yeah, she does. I don't know. Like,
I think it's kind of funny. They met in line at the porta potty, so he brought her back to the spot where he met her.
Yeah, but you know there's like leftover Port-a-John stuff laying around.
I mean, granted, it's not going to be a pretty area.
Yeah.
And like on the way there, because I've been to music festivals before and they're like a lot of them are isolated.
There's nothing around this.
So like imagine her just in the front seat going, okay, where are we going?
Bye-bye.
I'm
going
to get murdered. Yeah.
In the middle of a field. I don't see anyone.
Yeah. Well, at least I got to see the Bachelor end. I wonder if anyone else got proposed to in a weird spot or did the proposing in a weird spot. You know?
Yeah.
Because what if someone met at, like, I don't know, the DMV?
And you took them back to the DMV to propose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Loren, I think more people than you think go back to the location where they met to propose.
I do think that's sweet, but I think if you met in a strange place, then you could probably find a better place to be engaged.
Yeah, I agree with that. Middle of a field. Because then you have that awkward drive home. Well, I guess it's not too awkward, but it's just a long drive home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, an hour and a half.
It's not like they were at Tortuga on the beach. And
right.
She's like, oh, this is romantic.
Yeah, they're so, probably at Bonnaroo or something.
I'm also wondering, like, when they were in line at the porta potty, did she go first? Did he go first? And did they wait? Like,
I know the whole story because mm-hmm. I've known them forever, but I've known her forever. But he let her cut in line, and then that's how I guess they started talking.
Mm.
She had to go really bad.
Oh,
so it's one of those people. I hate line cutters.
He's a hero. All right, where's the weird spot that you got proposed to, or you proposed to someone? We'll take your phone calls coming up here in like 3 minutes.
And 115,000 knowledgeable agents, RE/MAX recommends what's right for you. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now.
Loren's friend got proposed to at the spot where she met her now fiance, which was?
At a music festival, which sounds sweet, but when you get taken to a field and then back to where the porta potty line was. I'm not so sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, they met in the line at the porta potty, and then he took her back to that spot to propose to her again. Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. I'm just still a little grossed out, a little disturbed by the whole thing.
Take out the porta potty thing, though, and then they just got proposed to in the middle of nowhere, really.
Yeah.
And let's bring in Elise from Rock Hill. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi, Elise. Where'd you get? Okay. Where's a strange spot you got proposed to?
So he was my friend at first, but we were in line at a Jimmy Buffett concert at the porta potty. Sorry, Loren. And we weren't close to the porta potty, but we had our first kiss there. And several years later, he actually took me to the Jimmy Buffett concert in Tampa, where it was first happened, and proposed to me with all my best friends.
In the porta john line?
No. Well, behind the Port-a-John, we weren't in actual line, but it was funny. They had it all set up, and we actually, you know, had Jimmy Buffett concert. You kind of party all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody was sober at that point.
Exactly. Well, good thing he waited till before we got too trashed. But, but yes, he proposed with all our best friends around. So.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Another porta potty story.
Yeah.
Thanks, Elise.
At least they were at a concert, though. You know, he took her back to the concert.
He did the same thing your friend did.
Yeah, but if he would have waited until the festival was there again, like, maybe I would have been more on board.
Mm.
Let's talk with Nicole and Clover. You're on the MRL Morning Show. Where's the strange spot that you were proposed to?
So my husband and I met at the Wild Wing at the Epicenter.
Yeah.
We had our first kiss in the parking garage. So he thought it would be great to take me back there a year later and propose in the Epicenter parking garage.
Oh, you know, guys.
He thought it was very romantic. I didn't think so.
Okay,
I would say yes.
Okay, I was going to say, you probably said yes, but given the opportunity, would you have wanted it somewhere else?
Oh, yeah, I yelled at him later for it. All the places you could have taken me, that's what you thought of? And he said, well, it's so romantic. That's where we had our first kiss.
Did he at least, like, light some candles, or was he just kneeling in the middle of the parking lot, the parking garage?
We went out to eat in the Epicenter, and then we walked back to the car, and he knelt down by the car.
That's awesome. By the way, did they at least validate your parking? Because if not, that would have been that's a $40 proposal, 20 when you kissed, and then 20 again.
Right?
Yeah. Well, Nicole, the important thing is that you're now engaged.
Married.
We got married about 4 years ago.
Good
and have
you.
A beautiful 3-year-old.
There
awesome.
You go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. I don't know. I think if I asked Amanda now if she would rather a different place that I proposed to her than in front of her dad's grave.
No. She,
maybe.
That's sweet.
Depends on what kind of mood she's in.
You did the right thing.
Debbie and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. Great show.
Hi, Deb. Thanks for listening. Where is the weird spot you got proposed to?
Well, I got proposed to on national television at the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, New York in 1991 by my husband.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, it was awesome. He was playing with a tennis ball while we were sitting there, and I thought, this is really weird. But he had actually had two tennis balls. One didn't have the ring in it, and the other one did. And so he actually got to open up the tennis ball and give it to me on national television. Yeah, it was really cool. He started out with a security guard and worked his way up.
And they eventually got the cameras and they did it
yep.
on the big center court there. Who was playing that match?
You know, it was, I believe it was Sanchez and Courier, and mm-hmm. it's a really important match, which is why we got on the air. Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. And ironically, Debbie, I was a ball boy at the U.S. Open in 91, 90, and 92, so, but I don't remember that. I probably wasn't at that match, but you saw a little Manny running around in short shorts catching balls back in 1991.
Hello, Daniel and Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing well, bud. Where's the strange spot you proposed?
Me and my girlfriend, or she was, I was talking to her at the time. We was in Virginia visiting my parents. We was getting ready to head back down to my house in Hickory.
Yeah.
And the spur of the moment, I asked her to be my girlfriend. We was at a gas station.
Now, I don't know if you've seen the TV show The Office, but there's a big propose scene outside of a gas station there, and it was cute.
So you're saying that there's something romantic about what Daniel
did?
Well,
but there was a little bit more of a backstory. I guess I don't understand what was so special about the gas station. I mean, was he just itching to do it?
Couldn't wait.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to move along, Roy, because I know we got to get to Lorenz Dirty, and I do want to bring Molly in.
Okay. Hey, Molly.
Hey.
So you just got proposed to last week. Tell Loren where it was.
Yeah. It was in my closet.
How does that happen?
Was it a spur of the moment, or was it all planned?
Obviously, spur of the moment. He's a very private person, so I'm not surprised it was at home, just me and him. But I was looking for some shoes in my closet.
And then you turned around and he's on a knee?
Absolutely.
See, I like the home proposal thing, because I feel like it should be between you and that other person. Unless you like the big grandiose, you know, TV thing. But, you know, it's just you guys going to be in that relationship for the rest of your life. So I love that aspect of it.
And she must have a big closet.
Yeah. Well,
two people fit in there.
Yeah. I mean, Loren would love for her shoes to watch her get proposed to. I imagine, Molly.
I'd be like, hold on, can we do it again? Let me put on my favorite pair of shoes.
Oh, man.
Well, congratulations, Molly, getting proposed to in the closet.
Thank you.
Yep. It's funny to say, isn't it?
We couldn't get to Christina, but she said scuba diving in the Bahamas, and I hope it was in the water.
I have a friend that did that.
I hope it's, you know what I mean? I hope it's, you know what I mean? I hope it's in the water.
Yeah.
With like an octopus.
I have a friend that they were doing like straight dives, and he had it in a conch shell or something, and he brought it up and said, hey, I found this. And then they went over, he opened it up.
That's cool.
They're not together anymore.
Oh, okay. Not so cool.
Are you ready to do the dirty, Loren?
Yeah, I can.
All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
There's so many funny tweets coming through, too. Rachel said, about 3 years ago, I was at the mall. I had to go to the bathroom really bad, so I ran into the bathroom, and it turns out it was the men's bathroom. We met in there. Ooh. Last year, he took me back to the mall bathroom and proposed again.
In the mall bathroom?
She ran into the guys' room. That's where
Stop.
They met.
No.
That's awesome.
If you loved it, I love it. I'm not trying to be judgy, but I just...
Not for you.
Not for me. Gotcha. Exactly.
Okay. What's going on in Hollywood?
Okay. So I told you that Zayn and Gigi Hadid broke up, and everyone was really upset about it. They did put out a statement. And now Mama Hadid is getting involved in the whole thing. She posted a very cryptic message on social media, and some were speculating that it was definitely about her daughter's breakup. Now, the quote read, "The only way that we live is if we grow. The only way that we grow is if we change. The only way that we can change is if we learn, and so goes it life. Hashtag life."
She got that from someone. That's not her original. That's a meme.
Yeah, but I feel like she posted it because of the breakup. So I get where, you know, Mama might get involved there. And she's probably just trying to make Gigi feel better, you know. Okay. Fans think that Harry Styles is coming out as a bisexual. Now, he released a song called Medicine. And I guess there are some lyrics in the song that he performed his opening night of his tour in Switzerland. And fans are saying that the lyrics themselves, if it's about Harry, could be pointing in that direction. The lyrics are, "The boys and the girls are here. I mess around with them. I'm okay with it. I'm down." So they're thinking maybe that he wrote the song about himself and his own sexuality.
Huh.
Dua Lipa had to cancel some of her tour dates. She is opening for Bruno Mars right now. And she had wisdom teeth pain so badly that she had to go see an oral surgeon, and they said that the wisdom teeth needed to come out immediately. So she's recovering from wisdom teeth surgery now.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I still have mine.
No way.
I do, too.
Do you
really?
Yeah,
they're growing fine.
Mine are impacted.
Mine were impacted, too. But, you still have yours?
But I have so much room that they're okay.
Huh. Okay.
I had one dentist wanted to do it. Another dentist is like, don't. There's no need to. I went with him.
Yeah, he's a cool one.
I mean, the other guy wanted to dig in.
They give you candy on the way out?
Lollipop.
There you go.
That's a good dentist.
It's a revolving door. You turn right around and come back in.
All right, so Sean Hayes was on Ellen, and they started to kind of go back and forth in this little battle.
Now, Sean Hayes is the guy from Will and Grace.
Right,
yes.
in Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Well, they start to go back and forth about, like, who's paved the way more in their industry.
Mm.
Will and Grace.
This is the show that I've been on.
How long now?
Longer than 15.
How long was it the first time around before y'all got canceled?
No more.
I think it was longer than your sitcom.
Yeah, that's right. I had to come out first for y'all to do that sitcom. Go ahead.
Battle of the gays. There it is.
Back and forth between them. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll tell you what Selena Gomez is doing with all her free time now that her and the Biebs are on a break.
All right. Okay. And coming up within the next, I would say, 30 minutes, if you played Wake Up and Win for $500, I would be sitting around waiting by the radio to hear your name called.
But first, let's play Can't Beat the Rain, 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Hey.
So many ways to customize for you and your family. Fitness has never been easier. Visit YMCAcharlotte.org.
Hey, we'll have to ask Dovey over there at Diamonds Direct if anybody ever proposed at Diamonds Direct. I mean, that would be an amazing event. Like, you get the ring, you turn around and immediately get down on a knee in front of a beautiful backdrop.
They did that in Sweet Home Alabama, and it was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guarantee you people have done that.
Sure, I hope so. Be cool.
Well, what would bring them to Diamonds Direct in the first place anyway?
You know, the reason why I love Diamonds Direct, there's really no gotcha type of thing. I gotcha type of thing. You know, like, they offer this free lifetime warranty on your ring, and other box stores, there's so many rules and stipulations. Like, you have to bring the ring in every 6 months to have it inspected or the warranty is voided. Not at Diamonds Direct. You bring it back.
And if you miss, like, one of those appointments, then they're like, oh, sorry, your warranty is void, not at Diamonds Direct.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's
you. You just took a diamond that's not worth what you paid for it. Ha. But that's okay, because corporate's excited about that. I mean, Diamonds Direct, they've been here for so long because they know making the customer happy is the best thing that they can do.
Yeah. Go see our friends at Diamonds Direct. You'll find their amazing quality and prices. They're on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
And say I do when you get in there.
I do.
There you go, Roy.
Do you feel what I feel? For Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Corona Life on Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Renee. Welcome to the Meanie Roy and Lorenz Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Renee calling from Davidson.
Yes.
All right. You are playing Can't Beat Lorenz this morning. Have you ever played before?
No.
Ooh, I love freshies. All right. Renee, let's play.
Okay. Lorenz, you need to get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Lorenz, leaving the studio, so only we can hear the questions, Renee. She is now gone.
By the way, Renee, if you win, you're in the running for an awesome prize thanks to our friends at Corona Light, which includes front row seats to a Hornets game. How cool is that?
Pretty exciting. My son, Noah, is very excited about that.
Good. Well, let's see how you do. Here we go. Question number one. Selena Gomez is heading to Texas to spend time with the family amid all the Justin Bieber drama. What R&B singer was she publicly dating before the Biebs?
The Weeknd.
And question two, Harry Styles' new song has fans thinking that maybe he's bisexual. True or false, he was a member of the pop boy band One Direction?
True.
And question three, Tyra Banks says she doesn't want her son to walk the runway despite her model past. What is the name of her reality TV series where models compete for a title?
America's Next Top Model.
Rumor has it that Taylor Swift thinks that boyfriend Joe Alwyn may be the one. People also thought that, I'm sorry, what do you call her fans? What are her fans named?
Swifties?
Okay, question number five. Tom Brady was seen eating a strawberry for the first time on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. How is that possible? Tom Brady's never had a strawberry before that? Can I have strawberry ice cream?
I don't know.
Not even Frankenberries? The delicious cereal?
Have you ever seen me eat a strawberry before?
No.
Well,
my mind is blown here, Renee. Anyway, what boot brand is Tom Brady known for wearing?
Which what? Could you repeat the question?
What boot brand is Tom Brady known for wearing? He got ridiculed for it a few years ago, showing up in ads for them.
I'm going to have to guess Versace. I don't know.
All right. Come on in, Loren.
That was a hard one.
It was hard. Loren.
Hard day.
She got four correct.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here we go. Question one. Selena Gomez is heading to Texas to spend time with the family. Despite all the Justin Bieber drama, what R&B singer was she publicly dating before the Biebs?
The Weeknd.
That's right, 1-1.
Harry Styles' new song has fans thinking that maybe he's bisexual. True or false, he was a member of the pop boy band One Direction?
True.
That's correct, 2-2.
Tyra Banks says she doesn't want her son to walk the runway despite her model pass. What's the name of the reality TV series where models compete for a title?
America's Next Top Model.
You got that one right, 3-3.
Question four. Rumor has it that Taylor Swift thinks her boyfriend Joe Alwyn may be the one.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call her fans?
Swifties.
That is correct. 4-4, dead time.
We'll find out who wins
next
in 1 second. Tom Brady was seen eating a strawberry for the very first time on the Stephen Colbert Show. What boot brand is Tom Brady known for wearing?
He's Uggs.
That's not what she said. Renee had a different
answer. I'm fairly confident in that answer.
Uggs? Lauren?
Yeah.
You are correct. She said Renee said Versace. Final score, 5-4.
Renee.
That was hard.
That was a hard one.
Do you remember that at all, where he was ridiculed for wearing Uggs? He did like an Uggs ad.
Mm-hmm.
Vaguely, but I thought you were going to ask me something about his macrobiotic diet when you were going on about the strawberry.
I know. But, see, Manny does that. He twists and turns with these questions. Yep.
For the record, I don't write them. Okay.
All right, Renee. Not a win. You know what I want to hear.
All right. My name is Renee, and I've got my kids, Mia and Noah, with me, and we can't beat Loren.
Hi, kids.
Hi,
your
guys.
Mom's still a winner in our eyes. You understand that?
Thank you.
Mom's still number one. All right. Thanks, Renee. Have a great day.
Still to come.
So, if you want to win $500, go to the website, kiss951.com. Sign up for Wake Up and Win. We will be calling out a name to give away $500. Coming up, 5 minutes.
And War of the Roses, a brand new one. Lindsay wants to find out if her man Tony was cheating on a ski trip. Side note, they both hang up on us. Mm-hmm. Find out why. With a brand new war at 7:52.
The Thing is a mesmerizing display of talent and creativity featuring music by Pet Shop Boys. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
Today at noon, when you're sneaking out of work, come have lunch and play some games with us at Dave & Buster's in Pineville for our big basketball tournament watch party / game day. You could go up against us and play basketball. And whoever has the highest score is, now, you're not playing really against us. We're just going to play with you. So your score counts. So whoever has the highest score, Roy, wins a party for the finals on Monday night. In a couple weeks, you'll watch the basketball finals at a private table there at Dave & Buster's for you and nine of your friends.
Great. So you get to come hang out with us, eat some food, play some basketball, and you could win something pretty cool.
Yeah, so come enjoy it today in Pineville. Dave & Buster's will be out there, the three of us, with producer Nicole, starting at noon today.
Also, we got the Shamrock Jam this Saturday. Queen Park Social Party starts at noon, goes till 10. There's also going to be a Journey tribute band. Come out and hang out with us. Tickets $20. Get them online at kiss951.com.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lindsay, you think that your bestie hooked up with your boyfriend during your ski trip?
Hi. We all went out of town, and I came down with the flu. I stayed in a separate room, and I went to knock on my friend Mariah's door,
And I could hear Tony in there, but they wouldn't answer the door. And it just took them forever. And I really think something's going on.
You stayed in another room from your boyfriend or from your best friend?
From everybody. I had the stomach flu. I just got my own room for everyone's safety.
Gotcha.
So you're all in a house. You're staying in one room. And your boyfriend is, you're quarantined, basically.
Pretty much.
You think they're hooking up?
The door to her room was right across the hallway from the door to my room. And, yeah, it was locked. And they just, it took them forever to get to the door. And they acted really funny.
Okay, so
I think I caught them.
Well, yeah. Why would he be in her room with the door closed? That makes no sense.
And locked. It's not like it was just closed.
And was she up there by herself, or was she up there with a boyfriend, or where? What else?
She would come with her roommate.
Okay. And the roommate wasn't in the room either?
No.
Okay. All right. So you caught your best friend and your boyfriend in the same room together.
It doesn't look good. So you're just basically looking for confirmation at this point.
Pretty much.
So you want us to call him?
Sure, call him.
Okay.
How long have you been together?
Been together about a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like sound like you're done with it already.
Yeah, it sounds like us calling is not necessary, but if you want us to do it, we will.
I mean... I like the guy. I just kind of think I already know.
Okay, you just want confirmation for sure. We get it. What's her name? What's your friend's name who he might send the roses to?
Mariah.
All right. Okay. Here we go, Roy. Dial him up.
Hello?
Hi, Tony. My name is Penny. I'm calling from Flowers for You. You're actually just the person I'm looking for.
Okay.
So I have your name and number here as the winner of our online tag contest on Instagram, and I have $100 in beautiful red roses for you to send to somebody free of charge, no delivery fees, and it's all because one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you.
Wait, so do I have to pay for anything at all, like shipping or anything?
No, Tony, I don't need a credit card from you. I just need the name of the person you'd like to send it to. I have a card to go with these beautiful flowers, and then just that person's information as well. But I can get that from you at the very end.
So they're totally free, you're saying? Totally free.
That is correct, Tony.
Oh, well, heck yeah.
All right.
I won't turn down free.
All right. So who would you like to send these flowers to?
Absolutely. So her name's Mariah.
Okay.
And, can you write, like, how much room do I have in the card? Like, more than a tweet, like 140 characters?
It's just a small card, but what's your relationship to Mariah, just for our field research?
So we just, you know. Strong friends with emotional ties.
Okay.
I'd like to say. How about,
Maybe dating?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do have a small card here that just goes into the flowers too. So if you just want to write a quick little something on there, I can put that down for you.
Great. Thanks for returning a smile to my face. I look forward to many, many more years together.
Tony, are you serious? You cannot be serious. Oh, my God, Tony, I knew it.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Tony, my name is not Penny, and I'm not from Flowers from You.
Oh, she's
you,
gone.
Yeah,
oh,
I figured she hung up. But, Tony, you're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show. We catch cheaters.
What?
Yes, so that was your girlfriend,
God.
Lindsay, but it's over anyway, isn't it, bro? Wait, did he just hang up too?
Are they both gone?
Hello? Are we talking to anyone?
I think we should just let them work that out themselves.
What? You know what they need to do? They need to go on vacation together.
No.
They need to take a trip.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings at kiss951.com.
Well, that was totes a first where both people hung up on us.
Everyone's
crazy.
Mad. Yep.
Crazy, man. Boy, was he dirty, too. Sending it to the best friend.
Yeah.
And they hooked up on that trip. What goes on in people's lives? You know? You wonder. When we see these emails come through for War of the Roses, we do really feel bad. Like, as many as we do, we're not hypnotized to it. It is really, really sad that she had to find out this way. Mm. All right, War of the Roses, we do them every Thursday. You get a brand new one at 7:50.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95 War.
So you went to the website, saw Wake Up and Win, put your name in, tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. You've just been waiting for us to call your name so you can claim $500.
So at 7:55, Lydia Sarabia, I hope I'm saying that right, of Hickory says that she starts listening to us. So she should be listening right now. Lydia Sarabia.
She listens Hickory. At what time?
7:55. So she should have the radio on right now.
Lydia Sarabia sounds like a singer.
It does. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Lydia Sarabia. Well, you have 15 minutes, Lydia. 704-570-9595 Hickory. If you know Lydia, tell her to call the studios. Get that five hundos.
You gotta get up. Morning show on Kiss 95 War.
We love paying you just for listening to the MRL Morning Show, making us the number one most listened to show here in the city. And you call that another name, Loren. What was that name?
It was Lydia, and I hope I'm not butchering her last name. Siberia of Hickory.
All right, do we have Lydia on the phone?
Yes.
Lydia, how do you say your last name?
Sarabia. Y'all had it right the first.
Ah, okay.
Loren tried to correct it and went way wrong.
It's okay. It's not the first time.
How about we give you $500 in damages like we had to the other day for saying your name wrong? Does that work?
Yes.
Congratulations, Lydia.
Thank you. Today was like a weird morning because usually, we're on the car on the way to school and listen to y'all. Because my three daughters love y'all. Uh-huh. They like to listen to the War of the Roses. I don't know if it's good or bad, but they just like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tremendous. It shows them to not cheat in their relationships when they get older.
Can we listen to the cheaters today, the catchy cheaters? So we were running late this morning with this time change, but we were like pulling in school and they're like, you're saying my name. And they're like, they're not even saying your last name right.
Aww.
And I'm like, no, they did really good. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Lydia. You are $500 richer. What are you going to do with the money?
I don't know. Hopefully, probably spend it on the girls or go somewhere and enjoy ourselves.
Lydia, do something nice for yourself.
Yep.
Yeah. Spoil yourself.
I will try. Yeah.
Okay.
I need to.
Congratulations, Lydia. Thank you so much for listening to the MRL Morning Show and enjoy that $500 check, okay?
Love y'all. Thank you.
Love you too. There she goes. I think we've had a lot of winners up in Hickory, Salisbury, I feel like, Statesville area. Hmm. Hey, earlier we were talking about when couples have their first fight, and if it's within the 3 to 5 date range, it's not necessarily a bad thing, according to this relationship therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Who says it's less about time and more about when you feel comfortable enough to disagree openly with each other.
Mm, I must be real comfortable very early on.
So, but remember we got talking and we were wondering like what you could argue about within the first 3 dates. And I don't know if maybe you guys were in that position, but we're just curious, like what could one possibly argue about in the first 3 dates, because like Loren, you said earlier, or Roy, you said it, your best representative shows up.
Right.
I mean, I would imagine the only thing you could argue about within the first 3 dates is like a politics.
Political stance, what's going on in the world. Yeah.
I mean, because it can't be about anything else personal.
Okay.
I mean, you're fighting about how many kids you want and on date 3?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's why we need to hear from you guys right now. 704-570-9595. Jump in and share your stories. What was your argument about on like date 3 to 5 range? If you just met someone and you were on like the 3rd date to the 5th date and you had an argument with that person, what was the argument about? Because we, by the way, if you argued on the 1st date, we'd love to hear that too. But we're just imagining that that doesn't happen.
But we want to hear from people that are still together, right? Or not, I mean, because if you argue on a first date, like you're pretty much done with the relationship.
But what do you argue over on a first date? You're supposed to be your best representative of yourself.
I didn't want the steak, and I didn't want you to order for me.
But this is our first date. Just be nice to me.
No.
All right, 704-570-9595. We're going to take your phone calls when you argued on your dates early on in your relationship on the MRL Morning Show.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Big Green Thing, free beer for a year. So far, Tyler from Greenville drove his John Deere tractor up here on a trailer and is currently in the lead for the free beer for a year thanks to our friends at Corona Light.
Yep. Come on, bring your Big Green Thing. Get you some Dunkin' Donuts in the process.
Yeah, they got their St. Paddy's Day donuts, which include the Thin Mint flavor. Mm. So you can come grab that. Plus, we have some coffee. So thank you to Dunkin' for hooking us up with that. Relationship expert says it's okay to argue within the date number three to date number five because that means you're comfortable with each other, comfortable enough to communicate your feelings. And the MRL show is like, well, what would you argue about? Like, you're supposed to be your best representatives at that point.
Right.
Let's find out, you guys.
Let's bring in Tara from Hickory. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. Lost my voice there.
It's okay. Go ahead, Tara. What'd you argue about?
When I first met my husband, I was actually reading the book by Steve Harvey, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And we kind of debated, probably like after the second or third date, about some of the points that he had in the book about how to, you know, get and keep a good man.
And so, give us an example.
The 90-day rule was one that we had. Some words about.
So you argued over Steve Harvey's book?
Yeah, pretty much. And it was really funny. He had some really good points about, like, debunking some of the stuff that he had written about, like the 90-day rule, saying that you didn't have to wait 90 days to, you know, get the cookie.
Okay.
But okay. You don't have to. Oh. Mm.
And Tara, you said you're married to him now?
Yeah, we will be married 4 years in August.
There you go. Argued on the first date, now married.
All right, this is Sandy in Belmont.
Hi, Sandy.
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. So, tell us, you argue on a first date?
More like the third or fourth, yeah. We kind of knew each other a little bit through different people, but then when we kind of started going out and stuff, so one of the things that we argued about was they decided, I found this nice recipe in this magazine that I liked, and I was going to fix that. And he said, oh, I'm a very good cook. I can fix that for you. And as he was cooking for me, it seemed like I wasn't doing things fast enough because we like to do things together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, you don't have a spice out and you don't have that spice out. And I'm thinking, I think I've done everything.
Hey, micromanager.
And cook it, huh?
I said, hey, micromanager, simmer down.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, this is just a meal. This is nothing to get that excited about.
That's so funny.
Petty stuff, you
so,
know?
So did you last?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to say a couple things, but I thought, you know, isn't worth it. I'll wait later and tell you what I think.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
No. Okay. So it didn't really work out with the guy, but you held out for a little bit. Thanks, Sandy. Let's see. One more.
Hello, Savannah and Fort Mill. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So my thing is, if you're in communication with your ex, you can't give me the full attention on a date if you're thinking about what your ex is doing while you're on this date.
Ooh.
So that was a big issue for me.
Yeah.
And then when they start texting you while you're on this date with them. So I actually went on 3 dates with a guy one time, and I just got up from the table and left because
Whoa.
I was like, you are far more concerned with what your ex is doing instead of getting to know me.
Wow. Good
for you. Yeah.
There
so
you go.
I don't waste my time. You can't change a man.
That's true, Savannah. I know a wife that would agree with you. Her name's Amanda. Thanks, yeah. Savannah.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So Selena Gomez, she's got some time on her hands now that she's broken up with the Biebs. I'll tell you what she's filling that time with coming up in the dirty. 10 minutes.
Yep, 10 minutes.
Manny,
Com. Life insurance provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. Subject to state availability, issue limitations, and contract terms and conditions.
I understand we have another big green thing on its way down here to the radio station. It's big, it's bright green, and it'll be parking, pulling into our parking lot here very soon. If you have something big and green, time is running out. You have today until 10 and then tomorrow until 9 a.m. to bring your big green thing down here. And your prize for the biggest, greenest thing? Oh, just free beer for a year. Thanks to our friends at Corona Light. Big green thing going on right now. 1520 South Boulevard, right above where Carrabba's used to be. We are right here in South End, across from the CVS. You got to motor your big green thing down here. Tyler brought a big green John Deere tractor down early this morning. We understand another vehicle is on the way. We'll check in with them outside, and we're going to get your dirty on the 30.
You got to get up. Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Selena Gomez now has a ton of time on her hands now that she is taking a break from her boyfriend, Justin Bieber.
Is that true?
Well, they're on again, off again. But here's the thing. She is taking time for herself. And remember I told you, there were all these rumors that her mother was behind the whole breakup, that she, there were two things behind it. She realized that somebody told her, hey, Biebs is all about himself. And when she saw that, she was like, I don't know if I want to be part of this, so let's take a break. They weren't getting along, and Selena's mom is not about the relationship at all. So now she is taking that time to spend time on herself and her relationship with her mother. So she's taking some time out of the spotlight with her family away from Los Angeles. She wants to learn how to live in the spotlight, if that's even possible for her.
Okay.
I feel like she's been on vacation, though, for like...
ever.
Yeah.
Most celebrities, their life is a vacation.
Right? Yeah.
I bet, like, what could you do? Like, if vacation didn't help, you know, maybe Hollywood's not for you. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
listen,
I'm not saying
I worry about her health.
Me too. And I'm not saying I want Selena Gomez to go anywhere. I'm just saying if it's not a healthy environment for her, like maybe we need to find another career, you know?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, on the other hand, she feels like she's found the one in Joe Alwyn. She says that she's really happy. She wants to get engaged. And she doesn't feel like she has to impress anyone at this point. So Joe is actually going on tour with her when she kicks off her Reputation World Tour. And she loves it because he doesn't seek attention and he's really low-key.
Okay.
Now, scammers are trying to take advantage of Khloe Kardashian's baby registry. She said that she registered on Amazon's baby list. And there are a ton of fake accounts popping up now with registries saying that they're Khloe Kardashian or Tristan Thompson.
You got to be kidding.
No. So people are putting this out there hoping that celebrities will like click on the wrong one and send them an stroller. And then they can either resell it or use it for themselves.
Yeah. Oh, that's not fun.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I'm like,
people will find, if there's a scam, people will find out how to do it.
It's actually not a terrible idea. Just kidding. Okay, so I've got a what Loren likes for you.
Great. What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So with the rain the last few days and the flurries and everything else, my dog doesn't go outside often, but normal dogs do.
Right.
Woofer's just really old. But every time he's gone outside in the last few days, he's come in with muddy paws and he's a mess.
Yeah.
So I went online and I found a portable pet paw cleaner.
Hmm.
And it kind of looks like a drinking glass that has a fancy screw-on lid. And it's got brushes that you put your dog's paw through so it gets wet and gets the brush at the same time.
I feel like dogs would freak out, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Woofer would let me do it. It also comes with a little mitt that you can dry their paw off with afterwards. So instead of giving them a full bath, you can just do this. And it's a much better way to go.
I used to tell Cassia to wait. She got on a towel. I would have the towel by the door. But that's what sucked is that the towel would sit there during rainy days.
Right.
And then I would wipe her paws.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. This would have helped. But we'll have that up for you at kiss951.com.
Producer Nicole sending us a message saying there's something big and green in the parking lot.
Hey, it's called our big green thing. You could win free beer for a year thanks to Corona Light. We'll be checking in to see what new big green thing is in our parking lot coming up here in about 5 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier?
Loren, you were just talking about your dog Woofer with the muddy paws and all that stuff. You know, there's another way you can take care of messes all over your carpet, and that's by calling Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
That is really true. And the reason that you should call them is because it is safe for your kids and pets. They use empowered water, and they're in and out of your house in no time. And you can walk on your rugs. You don't have to wait that 24 hours that normal carpet cleaners tell you.
Yeah, and if you want your home to look great, you need your carpet cleaned, and you want your house to be healthy because there's a lot of dirty germs in the carpet if they're not cleaned, be careful of going with the first person that you find on Google. We're just warning you. I'm telling you this right now. Loren and I know you don't want to, you know, Zero Res, if you Google it, carpet cleaning in Charlotte, Zero Res might not be the first one that comes up. It might be like John's Carpet Cleaning, now 70% off.
Mm-hmm.
Warning.
Danger, danger.
Yeah, really, danger, danger. They're going to use chemicals.
Yeah, Mamie and I trust them in our homes, and we think you should too. They're going to hook you up with three rooms for just $119. Call them today, 704-509-4488.
Or online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Mr. Jenkins told me...
Show us your big green thing. Thanks to Corona Light, you can bring us whatever's big, whatever's green. So far this morning, we've had a John Deere tractor been brought to the radio station. The biggest green thing that gets brought to us today and tomorrow could win free beer for a year.
Hello, producer Nicole.
Hello.
Who are you currently outside with?
I'm outside with Josh and the crew from the Junk Luggers Junk Removal Company.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
I know the Junk Luggers truck. Those are big, bright green trucks.
Yes, so they're big, and they didn't just bring one. They brought two.
Oh.
And they also brought the company truck. So we got three vehicles out here back to back to back of nothing but green.
Oh, my gosh. And what's the biggest one now down there?
This is the biggest one.
Okay.
So they have their, so Loren, it looks kind of like a dump truck because I've seen them before.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen a dump truck, it's two big dump trucks of bright green.
Awesome.
Now, in comparison to the John Deere, is it bigger than that?
So if they would have only brought one, then it would have been real close competition.
Well, I don't think we can take two trucks.
I don't think we can tether them together unless they're on a flatbed and they're all together.
But here's the thing, and Roy, I'll answer your question. I'm guessing that the John Deere tractor could fit in the back of one of the Junk Luggers trucks, and I think that's your answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's based on the mass of it.
Yeah.
Okay, because now we're getting into physics.
Yeah.
But we're not going by mass for this contest.
No.
We're just going by what's the biggest.
We're going by the surface area and the length.
So this is like a big dumped truck, so it's way bigger than a John Deere.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have a new leader.
And we do for now.
There you go. All right. Where's Josh?
So pick the biggest truck to enter.
Yes. Where's Josh?
Morning, guys.
Hey, bud.
Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
We're great. We're great. The Junk Luggers of Charlotte.
That's us. We're a premier eco-friendly junk removal company.
Oh, we got so much stuff for you to take. You have no idea.
We have a rusty file cabinet in our office.
Old refrigerator.
Yeah.
Some interns who just do nothing.
We can handle that.
So you're going to enter. So we can only take, the rules state, we can only take one vehicle. We're going to take your biggest vehicle, which is what?
So that's it's a roll-off bed truck, and so it's pretty ginormous. It can fit a lot of stuff in it.
Perfect.
Cool.
All right, cool. Well, you guys, Junk Luggers of Charlotte, are now in the lead with your big, bright green trucks.
Fantastic.
Which, by the way, we might need to borrow for Saturday at the Shamrock Jam at Queen Park Social.
Right.
I think we should.
Uber.
Yeah, we should all sit in the back of it.
That's what we show up in.
Yeah,
we really make an entrance.
We need to show up in style. All right, Josh, and enjoy some Dunkin' Donuts and coffee. Dunkin' Donuts that we have the.
The St. Patrick's Day donuts down there.
Yeah, and some coffee from our friends at Dunkin'.
Awesome. Appreciate
it. All right, congratulations. Bud. There you go. New leader.
You know, I remember the time that we were in the St. Patrick's Day parade, and we were in
oh, my gosh.
What's a military surplus store?
It was a military surplus store. It was a troop carrier truck.
Yeah.
A diesel.
Oh, and we were standing in the back, and the fumes were just hitting us, man. Non-stop.
We were going down the Uptown Parade, which had hundreds of people, thousands of people watching. We were smoking everybody out.
Including ourselves.
Here they come.
Yeah, here comes MRL.
The Manny Roy Point One.
All right. So this is a crazy story, and I'm just finding out about it on my text messages. I have friends up in Jersey, and I got one friend who's a total hot mess still to this day. He was the same way in high school, and he's still a hot mess to this day.
I have friends like that, too. You got to love them.
Married, divorced, kids, great dad, like the high school athlete, really good. He just sent a text message of himself in front of his car, and he's like, took me 3 days to find my car.
Been there.
Apparently, he and some of his coworkers had like a weekend bender in Hoboken.
Yeah.
Which is across the border from New York City. And you parallel park your cars there and blah, blah, blah. And it's, if you forget what street you parked on, it's easy to lose your car.
Yeah.
He couldn't find his car for 3 days after a day drinking party on Sunday.
So I feel for him.
He had a friend drive him home, and this morning he drove back down to Hoboken, and they drove up and down the street, and he finally found his car.
I can barely find my car in my own parking garage at the Ashton. I like going every floor, and I hit my horn to see if I can find it.
Do you guys remember when I was in Miami, and I called you guys while I was looking for my car the next day? I couldn't find it, and I was aimlessly walking around South Beach, hungover, trying to find it. It took me like 2.5 hours to find it. So and I almost reported it stolen.
Let's keep track, because let's try and find who lost their car the longest. So you're at 2.5 hours, Loren. Roy, what were you at?
Oh, I mean, I probably found it within an hour. I just go on every floor.
So Roy's within an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And my friend's 3 days, but we'll take him out of the equation.
Okay.
What about you guys? We need to hear from you. Dude, where's my car? What's the longest that you went without knowing where your car was? 704-570-9595. Right now we have Lorenz 2.5 hours and Roy's 1 hour on the map. I wonder if anyone else went like 24 hours without knowing where their car was. And we're not talking about like your car got stolen.
Yeah.
No, this is you losing it personally. Your life, your moment of weakness was such a mess that you lost your car.
704-570-9595. And feel free to tweet at the MRL show. Get us on Instagram at the MRL show. We'd love to see you follow us there.
Bang. There you go.
Now it's got to get up. Welcome to the Mani Roy in the Red Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, Kiss95.1, who is got this? To get
up. There hey. You go, brother. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani Roy and Loren. Kiss95.1.
Guy's the best.
Best laugh ever.
All right, so how long did you lose your car for? 704-570-9595. Loren has us at 2 hours?
Yeah, probably two and a half.
All right, so we want to hear from you. Let's bring in Ellen and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Morning. How long did you lose that car for?
I don't lose anything but bad ex-boyfriends. This is about a boyfriend that called me. Essentially, everything that went wrong in his life happened because I left him. So he would help me. He would make me help him problem solve things. He called me from uptown, and he couldn't remember what parking deck he had put his vehicle. But he was, the funny part was he was wasted and had a cop walking him around.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I said, dude, leave the cop. In the Cosmos, this was obviously years ago, and I came to get him, and we drove through every parking deck. It took us about 2 hours. When we located the vehicle, I told him that he could cab to it in the morning. But
So Ellen, how long were you looking for the car for?
It was about 2.5 hours.
About 2.5 hours, tying Lorenz?
At least she had a car. I was on foot.
Tiffany Gastonia.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Okay, so about 6-7 years ago, I broke up with a guy, and I'm from the Charlotte area, and this guy asked me to the first night of Charlotte. I said, sure, let's go. So we parked in a parking deck, and, you know, he asked me, he said, do I need to take a picture of the road, parking deck, so we don't forget? I said, no, I know the area. We'll be fine. So we get to the festivities, and you know, we're drinking a little bit. Well, he stops drinking so he can drive, and I continue to drink. And
Tiffany, how long did you lose a car for?
We lost the call for 13 to 14 hours.
13 to 14
hours. A family member of my ex-boyfriend I just broke up with to pick us up because we just knew we weren't going to find the car. And when she gets to Charlotte, come to find out, we done walked around the parking deck at least 15 times.
Oh, that's the worst. Thanks, Tiffany. Jeez, I thought that story was going to take 15 hours. She didn't. She was telling us every detail.
She started
about
at the beginning, man.
Every single thing.
Right at the beginning.
Yep. But Tiffany, good for you, girl. You're back. You're in the lead right now with 14 hours.
All right, let's bring in Jessica Wilkesboro. You're on the MRL Morning Show. How long did you lose the car for?
Good morning. I lost my car for pretty much 72 hours.
72?
At a vape convention in Winston-Salem.
A what convention?
A vape convention.
Vape.
There you go. Oh.
I didn't know they had conventions.
There's a convention for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you parked your car in the parking lot of the convention center and then just for 3 days couldn't find it?
Well, they allowed you to drink there. So we were a little wasted. Mm-hmm. And we passed out on the concrete floor in front of everyone. And we ended up getting an Uber back to our hotel and then finally had a cop help us find our car where we had a parking ticket.
Ooh, yeah, but probably a good thing you couldn't find the car.
Yeah. Probably.
How much was the ticket for?
$200.
Yeah. That's good. No, hey, thanks, vape convention.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at least they didn't tow it because, man, that's like they charge you so much money per day.
Yeah.
And then they charge you towing fees on top of that.
That's true.
So.
Hey, Vinny.
Hey, how you doing? I was in Reno having a little vacation, and my Suburban has no key. You start it with a screwdriver, and it got stolen out of the car park, and I didn't get it back for 4 months.
That stinks, dude.
So wait, how did you get it back?
Oh, the cops finally found it.
Really? Reno 911?
Yeah.
Officer Junior, bring it back to you?
No, I mean, I had to go pick it up and everything, but they recovered it. And
it damn it, Dangle. Sorry, I can't get over Reno 911.
We love Reno.
It was probably lost for 4 months because the cops were on the case.
Yeah. Did you get a new car in those 4 months? I mean, like, you had to be surprised when the cops knocked on your door and you got your stuff back.
Were you waiting for it?
Yeah, I was waiting for it. I was lucky enough to have a job that I walked to.
Okay.
So it was a big deal. I mean, that was my ride, man. But
I get it. Thanks, Vin. Have a good day. I'm glad you got your car back.
Reno 911.
That's the best show. Why is Reno 911 not on anymore?
I don't know. It was so good. And I would love to see him remake it. Because now when I look back at some of the episodes, they're pretty old.
So funny.
Reno, this is 41 Frank 15. We're in hot pursuit of a brown Nissan Stanza, Nevada license, WU.
It's a vanity plate.
Love my canine. Love my dog. Stop car!
And then it stopped, and they weren't paying attention.
I love it. Well, I told you the time I was watching Cops, and sometimes that turns into Reno 911 because it's so ridiculous. It's the concept of the show is so good.
Yeah,
it's so good. I would love for them to reboot it.
It was really good. All right, what do we have? We have more fun for you. Oh, you know what we need to replay?
What?
Roy versus my son.
Oh, and the question thing?
Yeah, because we did that earlier this morning. Today is Incredible Kid Day. So everywhere you go, you should praise the kids for being incredible no matter what they do. And I'm not here to brag about my son, Dean, but everybody tells me that Dean knows things that the average 4.5 to 5-year-old doesn't really know. And I don't know how he retains this stuff, but he just does. So it's Roy versus Dean in trivia on Incredible Kid Day coming up. Give us about 7 minutes.